Hello? Is this Jason's friend? Oh, thank goodness. I was hoping to get in contact with you. I wanted to know if you were available for the next few hours. My husband is out of town at the moment, and I could really use some help around the house. Nothing too serious, just moving some boxes, a little bit of yard work, laying down some pipe. Something a young man like you would have no problem taking care of. Could you do that for me? Oh, thank you so much. Call me when you get here, okay? See you soon.
Just a few more inches to the left. There. Whew. That should be all for today. Thank you so much for helping me out today. You're really a lifesaver. Hey, give yourself some credit. Without you, those metal pipes were gonna sit in that dusty old garage until my grandkids had grandkids. Now, let's get out of this heat. It's far too hot to do any more work right now. Go ahead and take a seat on the couch. Just grab a towel before you sit. You're absolutely drenched in sweat. Would you like anything to drink? I can get you some water, juice, wine if you want to loosen up a bit. Water's fine. All right, let me get that for you. Here's your water, and I'll have some wine. I'm feeling bad today. Wow, look at you go. Don't drink too fast, you'll choke. You really needed that, didn't you? Don't worry, there's more where that came from. Do I want some? Oh, I'm fine, sweetie. I'll stick with the wine. You need the water more, especially after the work you put in. You're quite the strong man, aren't you? It's more impressive than you think. If my husband tried doing what you did, he wouldn't have finished until the next day. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love my husband. There's no denying that he lacks in certain departments. But it's just a part of getting older. Not that he was much different back then. I just wish I had a guy like you around the house more often. Maybe then things would get done around here. Have my son do it? Absolutely not. He may have a little bit more muscle than his father, but he's not the brightest sometimes. Last time I had him do some handiwork around here, he nearly tore down the entire house. Between you and the other two, I think it's a no-brainer. Hard work and a show. Why would I pass up on that? What show am I talking about? You, sweetie. It's not every day a woman like me gets to have a hunk like you working in her yard. I mean, just look at you. These strong, toned muscles all across your body, connected to that handsome face of yours. Girls must be tearing each other apart to get a piece of you. Well, that's no fun. You're young. You need to get out, live a little. Don't just focus on work all the time. Relax every once in a while. Hang out with your friends. Maybe spend the night with a lady friend or two. I'm just teasing. But there's some truth in what I'm saying. It's not good to bottle up all of your warm, ravenous urges. And using your hand isn't the best way to handle these kinds of things. You need something real. Something tight and wet that you can use over and over until you finally get the release that you've been begging for. What you need is a woman. I'm not being weird, sweetie. I know how men like you are. You push down all of your sexual urges. Not because you don't like them. You just don't know how to use them yet. But you have potential, dear. Your face. Your body. That big bulge trying to break out of your jeans. Oh. You think I didn't notice? I've been staring at it all day. I mean, I'm the one who caused it. Don't I deserve a little eye candy for my hard work? Oh, don't play dumb now. I know you've been eyeing me down since you got here. Taking glances at my breasts or ass when you thought I wasn't looking. But I'll let you in on a little secret. That's what I wanted. You really think I brought you here just to move some pipes? No. I had more selfish intentions with you. Well, with how I was flirting with you earlier, I thought you would catch on, but I'll spell it out for you. I want you. The massive hunk of man meat that you are. To fuck me. You heard me. That's the real reason I brought you here. Sure, moving the pipes was great. But I was looking to get my hands on a different kind of pipe. A thick, veiny pipe that I can put to very good use. And you seem to have the exact equipment I've been looking for. Forget about my husband. If he didn't want this to happen, he shouldn't have been such a prude all the time. A woman has needs. Needs that can't be met by a man who cares more about fishing than sleeping with his wife. My son has nothing to do with this. The best thing that boy has ever done was introduce me to you. I'm not gonna pass up on this golden opportunity just because it would make my son throw a hissy fit. So calm down. Relax a little. And let me take out that beautiful cock of yours. Look at this. You're young and you're hung. That's a dangerous combination, sweetie. Or should I say, daddy? Now, let me be quiet. I have better things for my mouth to do. How's that, Daddy? Do you like how my mouth feels around your cock? I can tell. I've never seen a man twitch as much as you when getting a blowjob. Is this your first time? Well, don't worry. I know my way around a cock. Watch this. I haven't taken a cock that deep in my throat since college. I want more. Mm. forgot how much of an oral slut I was. I can't get enough of this cock. Can you do me a favor, Daddy? All I want you to do is grab the back of my head and fuck my mouth until I can't fucking breathe. Thank you, Dad. All right, that's enough. Oh, I'm not done just yet. I'm just gonna give my mouth a little break. I know my mouth feels amazing, but you wanna know what's even better? These tits. I don't do this just for anyone, but I'll make an exception for you. Now, let me just put these around your cock and... You like that, Daddy? Feeling my breasts wrapped around your cock? Pushing against your shaft? I bet it feels wonderful. Doing this makes me miss being the slut I used to be. Driving men wild with my body. Coaxing load after load of thick cum out of their heavy balls. Getting my pussy pounded whenever I felt like it. What I wouldn't do to be young again. Oh, Daddy. I wasn't just a slut. I was the slut. Half the girls in my dorm all hated me because I slept with their boyfriends. But I can't help it. When I see a young guy with a nice cock, I just need to get a taste for myself. Is that so wrong? There's nothing more I want than to feel like that again. Would you let me do that? Let me be your little slut. You can come over whenever you want. And just use me however you see fit. Throw me on my knees and fuck my throat. Rip my shirt open and play with my tits. Bend me over the kitchen counter and rail my little cunt until I can't walk. I know you're more than capable of doing that. What do you say? Oh, thank you, Daddy. You're not gonna regret this. And I can show you why right now. If you're curious, why don't you bend me over this couch and find out? Take my jeans off for me, will you? They're a bit tight on me. See that, Daddy? No panties. Just my sopping wet pussy. Begging for some nice, young dick. Can you give that to me, Daddy? Can you please pound my pussy with a real man's dick? That's it, Daddy. Deeper. I'm so tight right now. I haven't had a dick this thick in so long. All the way. I can take it. All the fucking... wait. Oh my god. You're so deep. Oh, I miss this feeling so much. Oh. I've waited too long for this. Oh yeah. Yes, Daddy. Give it to me. Yeah. That's it, Daddy. You like that pussy, huh? That's what good pussy feels like. You'll never forget after today. I'll make sure of that. Harder, baby. I want you to use me like this than I am. That's what we agreed on, right? I'm not your friend's mom anymore. I'm just a needy little slut for her daddy. Our young and hung stud of a daddy. After this, now that I know what good dick feels like again, I don't want to go back to being some guy's trophy wife. I want to be daddy's little cum slut. Oh, that's so fucking bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't think straight anymore. Fuck, daddy's cock is so fucking good. Yeah, that's it. Play with my tits while you fuck me. Do whatever the fuck you want. Just keep pounding my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Can I come for you, daddy? Can I come all over this magnificent cock? Oh, I feel so fucking good right now. I don't think I can hold it anymore. Thank you, daddy. Thank you. Fuck. Keep fucking me while I come. Yes. 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 I'll keep going. Oh my god. I haven't come like that in years. Oh, thank you, daddy. Oh, I love putting on a show for you. Hey, don't stop yet. We're not done. That's better. I know you're tired, daddy, but there's still something I want from you. You've been working so hard. And I think you deserve to shoot a nice big load inside my pussy. We don't need a condom. I want to feel every drop of your thick seed inside me. Don't you dare pull out. Now grab my hips. And don't stop fucking me until you come. I can feel you throbbing inside me. You're close, aren't you? No, hold back for me, daddy. Just come for me. Get that load out of those heavy balls and pump it nice and deep inside me. Don't think about anything else. Just come. That's it. Come for me, daddy. Give it to me. All of it. Every drop. Give me every fucking drop. That's it. Let it all out. Empty those balls. I want it dripping out of my pussy. There you go. Nice and easy. And there. That was amazing. I haven't felt that good in forever. You really are a prodigy. We aren't done just yet. The sun's still out and you're a little hard. So why don't we take this to the bedroom? This couch makes my back hurt. Hey, I may be energetic for my age, but I'm still old. Now get moving. If you're quick, I'll let you use my ass this time. Works like a charm.